Chapter 28. Boston, Spring 1998. Kevin spent the following Saturday morning with a tax lawyer, going over all of the receipts he had gathered from the past 4 years as a professional card counter. Siphoning through all the trips to Vegas, all the plane tickets, restaurant receipts, and hotel reservations, Kevin found himself filled with sobering emotions. It had gone by so fast. He'd never had time to contemplate the lifestyle he'd chosen. Laid out in front of him with a tax lawyer's precision, his counting life seemed almost epic in scale. He was brought back to a memory from New Year's Eve, just a few months earlier. He had been playing the MGM Grand with the squad, running about even with the house. Because of all the recent barrings, this was only a few months after the debacle at the Rio, he had been keeping a tight watch on the pit bosses. Although nothing had seemed out of the ordinary, as a safeguard, he had latched on to another high roller in the high stakes pit, a man in his mid-50s who called himself Nick, a Hispanic guy from Miami, wearing a huge pinky ring and a black velvet shirt. Kevin knew from experience that a pit boss would be less likely to make a scene in front of another high roller, so he had struck up a friendship with the rich Floridian. Nick had made his millions in the import-export business and had recently retired. He now spent his life gambling in Vegas and sunning himself down in Rio. He had a wife, a mistress, and 3 sons, none of whom had ever worked a day in his life. At 12:45, Nick had invited Kevin to a party in his suite to celebrate the new year. To keep up appearances, Kevin had accepted and followed the flashy Hispanic up to his tower room. As the clock struck 12:00, Kevin shared champagne with a roomful of strangers, mostly inebriated middle-aged men dressed in expensive clothes and surrounded by strippers in sparkling dresses and high-class escorts in Versace gowns. Enveloped by so much Vegas glitz, Kevin had experienced a sudden sense of melancholy. Was this where he belonged? Was this who he had become? As the New Year's ball dropped, he had no one to hug or kiss or laugh with. Instead, he had teammates down in the casino who could call him into positive shoes. He had strippers over at the Paradise who knew him by his fake names and loved to dance for his real money. He had casino hosts waiting to extend him incredible lines of credit and provide him extravagant creature comforts. He had a woman who traveled with a football team waiting for him to phone because she knew it meant another high-profile weekend of 5-star restaurants and sold-out shows. He had a family at home who didn't know him anymore, an ex-girlfriend whose heart he had broken because she didn't play blackjack. He'd spent the last 3 New Year's Eves gambling in Las Vegas. He watched Nick twirl around the suite, a bottle of champagne in one hand, a tall 19-year-old blonde with fake breasts and a tattoo of a spider on the back of her neck in the other, and he wondered, is this who I've become? So we've got 28 trips to Vegas and 14 in Chicago last year, the tax lawyer said, interrupting Kevin's memory. Does that sound right? Kevin blinked, back in the present. 20 trips to Vegas in a single year, 20 weekends in casinos, consisting of close to 40 hours of blackjack a weekend, with 60 hands of cards played an hour. Altogether, that made 48,000 hands of blackjack in Vegas alone. It was almost impossible to comprehend.